Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And today I want to share with you three tips that will help you thrive during any recession. So stay tuned and I'll break them down for you. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to ask you a quick favor. If you'd be willing to share this with anybody that you think it would be beneficial for, or tell them to check out the show, that would mean a lot to me. So tag them or share this, or just let them know about the show. They can go to theenginebuildershow.com to see all the episodes on YouTube. It would mean a lot to me, and I appreciate you taking time to do that, because one of the things that I've learned is anytime that I can share a valuable resource with somebody else, they associate that value with me. And so if you get value from the show, I would really appreciate it if you would share it with somebody else, because you'll be serving and helping them, and more people get to get access to the resources that we share here on the show. So I appreciate that. So as I said in the beginning, there are some things you can do that will help you thrive during any recession. And this is the second big economic cycle that I've been through in my entrepreneurial career. Back in 07 and 08. I learned a ton of lessons, actually went bankrupt, and I had a large contracting company where we did $1 million or more per year in revenue. And through a trickle down kind of series of unfortunate events, some of our clients' credit lines got frozen, which led to me getting stuck for $250,000 and ended up going bankrupt for $1 million. And it taught me a lot during that season, because there were some people as I was going through that that threatened my life, told me I was a terrible person, didn't understand what was going on. But there were other people that really took a relational approach to it and said, you know what, Gabe, I've been through some of these hard times. I understand what you're going through. I'm sorry it's happening. Obviously, it's not what either one of us wanted. But you know what? I still care about you. I'm here for you. And I even had some people forgive huge amounts of debt that I owed them. And so my encouragement to you today is, remember that the basis of your success in life, and especially in business, is your relationships. And so by choosing to invest in relationships first, everything else is going to get easier. And that means sometimes being a little more flexible with your terms or how you approach something. Sometimes it means being flexible and reducing, you know, the services that one of your clients may have with you so that they can get through a hard time. But regardless of what it means in the moment, ask yourself, how can I truly honor this relationship? And if it was me in my, you know, client's shoes, how would I want to be treated in this situation? And by just taking that approach, the simplicity of the golden rule, or however you view it or think about it, or think about, you know, karma, the simplicity of applying that on a daily basis is what will carry you through the rough times, because it will get better. It will get easier. We're going to have a booming economy in another season, just like we're going to have another down economy. That's a very normal cycle in any economy around the world. And the more that we become a universal world economy, these things affect everybody in multiple different countries, you know, regardless of where you're working. So remember to invest in relationships first, because by doing that, people will trust you. It will also put you in a position where the affluent clients that you have that have planned for this type of thing, or unaffected, you know, at some level by any recession or economic challenge, they're going to continue to buy from you and invest with you because they trust you. So don't ever forget the power and importance of relationships. The second thing to really pay attention to, which I've definitely seen both in our business in seasons like this, and I've seen it with clients that I've been coaching and that we've helped, is sales cycles typically slow down a lot during a recession. So be sure to double down on your prospecting and your sales efforts and the marketing you are doing. Because it's, you really want to have an extra full pipeline to carry you through times like this. And there are still people that need your services. In almost all cases, there are very few times where I've seen anybody completely get knocked out by a recession. If they're proactive in their sales approach, if they're wise with their financial strategy and planning, you can ride through these times and you can actually pick up even more clients. And when the recession starts to, you know, go away, that's when your business really grows, because you stuck it out and you kept showing up and serving your customers. So double down on sales. Realize that it might take twice as long to close things. You might have, your close rate could drop. There's a lot of factors that can come into play. They don't always, but rather than be caught off guard by that, take the time today to set, your intention and to time block and to readjust time and focus and resources so that sales is even more of an aggressive focus during this season. Because again, when you super fill up your pipeline, when you double down on your prospecting and your lead generation and your marketing, is what's going to carry you through a time like this. When everybody else is afraid and doing the wrong thing by not paying attention to sales, slowing down marketing and doing things that are actually going to hurt them. The third key that I would remind you of, the third tip that I want to share today is take a lot of time to observe the market and closely, and thoroughly research, what you see, through just any research you can do on your own. But also make sure that you're having real conversations with your prospects, with your clients and customers, so that you can have a true pulse of what's happening in your industry and what your audience actually needs from you. So when I say observe the market, yes, you can pay attention to what's going on Wall Street and all the economic factors, and that's always a good idea to have awareness there. But more importantly, pay attention to the challenges and the conversations and the things that are going on inside of your market, your industry, the space that you serve. Because if everybody's scared, then you can provide confidence and assurance that your systems and the products and the services you deliver are going to carry them through. If everybody's, going like gangbusters in a specific area, you may be able to take advantage of that and capitalize on some of the booms that happen in a down market. But regardless, don't ever just kind of stick your head in the sand. Pay attention to what's going on by doing research and, doing reading and online research and any sources you have, but also by actively having multiple conversations a month so you have a good pulse on what's actually going on with the clients that you serve. So those are the things that I would encourage you to do. Remember to invest in relationship first. That's tip number one. Tip number two is double down on sales. Be aggressive in your sales and marketing and really make sure you have an appropriate focus there, because it's going to take longer to close things. It's going to be harder to close typically in a season like this. And then third, stay super connected to your market through research, but just as importantly, through those one-on-one conversations, so you know exactly where your industry is at and how you can show up and solve the problems that maybe are new problems or simply framed as new problems in your industry. When you do that, you're going to be able to thrive during a recession, and you're going to catapult your growth when the recession slows down or ends. So I hope that's helpful to you. If you have any questions or need anything, reach out, comment down below. I'm here to serve and help you, and I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's show.